Hey, this is Letitia. I got this email last week from a friend that sends me the weirdest, funniest, and stupidest emails in the world. Now, usually, they sit in a folder that I've created for such emails, waiting for me to have a day that I literally have nothing else to do. Then I'll open them up, one by one, either shake my head, laugh, or just delete the whole folder because I'm not in the mood. I'm not really sure why this particular email caught my attention, but it did. The title was A Sobering Video. I opened it, watched the video, and cried. Now, there have been splice of life pieces that have moved me and photos that made me go, aww, but nothing that made me forward the email to everyone in my contact list until this. You can take a look at it by clicking on the link on our site. Now, the video is a clip from a documentary entitled A Girl Like Me, directed by Kira Davis, a 17-year-old film student from New York. Kira, inspired by the doll test conducted by Dr. Kenneth and Mamie Clark back in the late 30s, wanted to show how far we've come. As you may or may not know, the doll test was used as evidence in the 1954 Supreme Court case Brown versus the Board of Education, which led to the desegregation of American public schools. I could go into detail about the video, but I really want you to watch it for yourself. Now, I don't consider myself old school. However, I am definitely a child of history, a native of Chicago. I have a great recollection of the Black Panthers and sayings like, Black power, power to the people, black is beautiful, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Perhaps all this came as an answer to the Clark's earlier doll test, a way to instill hope and pride in a people that had been oppressed, broken, and beaten physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So explain to me, what happened between 1970 and today? How did we get from being proud to being punked? Why are our little black children still picking the white doll and thinking that the black doll is bad and dirty? It should be easier in 2007, right? We have more black millionaires, CEOs, educators, Pulitzer Prize winners, secretaries of state, Academy Award winners, presidential candidates even, and the list goes on and on. We have more opportunity for education and wealth than our grandparents ever dreamed. So why are we still picking the white doll? Oprah and Condoleezza don't look like the white doll. Neither did Martin, Malcolm, or Denzel. We have more people in power positions than ever. On the flip side, we have more damaging images too. And it appears that these are the images that our children are seeing more consistently. I cried after watching that video because not only did I see a little black girl struggle between saying which doll she thought was bad and having to turn right back around and pick the same doll that looked like her, I saw a little girl that probably bears witness to those same choices in the real world. She sees that the only black women in the big fancy houses like the Desperate Housewives are the ones that dance around the pool to her favorite song in the music videos. There are shows like Moesha and Raven, but they both have dads in the picture, so maybe she can't relate on that front. Maybe she does live with both parents, and the problem isn't the media at all. It's her dad calling her mom a bee and mom calling dad a black bastard every other day, over and over and over again. I cried over this video because even though I was raised in a single-parent house by my mother, who made sure every day to tell me she loved me, I have strong memories of the time when my dad was there and he spray-painted all my white dolls black. It wasn't an act of violence, just a strong dose of reality, because in his world, he had to deal with enough white people. He didn't want to have to come into his home and deal with them, too. By seeing both sides, I really got a better opportunity to form my own opinions. There were many lessons that my parents taught me about black pride. Most were by example. They did what they loved. They worked hard and long. They treated people the way they wanted to be treated. And they loved themselves and carried themselves as such. They showed me that brilliance and ignorance existed in every man. What frightens me is that our children, while expecting the man to fill their heads with self-defeating images and lies about their insignificance in the world, are not noticing the damage that is truly being done by those that look like them. It's not just music and the media, folks. There are parents that expect a system that less than 50 years ago didn't include them to teach their children everything there is to learn about their past, present, and future. Teachers that go against their own beliefs to pass illiterate athletes, and those that think it's more important to make a dollar than to make sense. So why are we still picking the white doll? The saying in the community is, each one teach one. It means that we are all responsible as people to reach back and share something that we've learned. It would be great to have someone other than ourselves to blame, though. Perhaps the answer isn't in who to blame, but in who will take responsibility for their own actions. It is what you say as well as what you do. Parenting our children begins with parenting ourselves. Teach your children about love by loving yourself. Again, check out the video on the blog page. I'd love to see your comments. If this is an issue that stirs your passions, please send this link to your contacts. And let's talk more about not only the self-images of our black children, but all of our children. I asked my two children the same question from the doll test. My daughter said she would pick the black doll because it looked like her. When asked which one was bad, my son said, "You can't tell by what they look like, only by what they do." What's sad is that there are some parents out there that are not aware of either doll test and don't realize that there are choices to be made. Yep, that makes me cry too. This is Letitia. Each one teach one. That means you too.